Well, just, you know, coming back up to Napa, you know, that part of it felt good, yeah. You know. So walking out here to practice today, you know, it was, again, it was a familiar feeling, you know, having been here a long time, the first time around. And I was just anxious, you know, to get out there and run around here on the field today and have a little fun out there, you know, first day out here. So that was good.
What appealed to you to come back to the Raiders?
Well, I mean, really a lot of it had to do with the fans. I mean, once it was starting to be talked about, you know, there was, you know, a buzz from the fans, and it seems like the fans were, you know, welcoming the fact of me coming back. And I mean, that had a great deal to do with it. And as far as, you know, sitting down at the facilities and working out a deal, knowing that the fans wanted me to stay there. They didn't want me to leave that facilities without having a deal done.
You know, they would have been upset if you didn't use number 24, because they all got the old jerseys pulled out of the closet.
Right, right.
You know, so that was a big deal for you, wasn't it?
It was a big deal, and I think I got the jersey back in large part because of the fans. You know, so I had a, you know, big thank you, you know, to the fans for that.
What's different for you now, Charles, than when you were here?
What's different for
you?
For myself?
Yeah, I mean,
just older. You know, that's really it. I mean, I've played the game now going on 16 years. And, you know, the great thing about it is that it's still fun. You know, I still love it. And, you know, I plan on having a great deal of fun this season, you know, with the guys that are going to the, you know, first game. So I feel good. My body feels good. And as far as anything being different, I'm a Raider again.
What have you told DJ about the season and getting acclimated to the NFL? And have you helped him much?
Well, the one conversation, you know, that we, you know, talked in depth, the one that we did, I told him, I just asked him if he loved football, you know, and he said that he did. And really, that's, you know, for a young guy, that's what you're looking for, just a guy that loves football, you know, because, you know, we're all going to make a lot of money once you, you know, get into this league. But what happens after you get the money? Do you still love to play the game? And that's the one thing I got from him, is that he loves football. So I know he's going to do everything he can to get back, you know, get himself healthy so he can get out there and start, you know, take that red jersey off, because we don't like that. So that's what I found out from him.
It's the first time you got to see him on the field. Were you able to get any impressions of him? Or?
You know, we actually watched a little film yesterday on their practices early on. And I noticed he had really good feet, and so that's a corner. That's the one thing you can build on. If you got that foundation of having good feet, you can be a good corner.
Charles, you went through some rough times with the Raiders in the past, and this is a team that's, again, trying to turn the corner, trying to find some traction. Just what, in general, is your feeling about what this team can put together this season?
Well, I mean, just, you know, when I look at the way we move around, you know, just speaking defensively, I think we're going to be a fast-flowing defense, and I think that if you can have that on any team, a team that's you know, willing to sell out every play, you know, and get to the ball, you're going to be in ball games. And you know, offensively, you know, that'll take care of itself. But you know, speaking on our side of the ball, I'm anxious, you know, for the season to start and get out there and show what we are, and I feel really good about that.
Dennis Allen said that as a guy who's a 16-year veteran, that the pace of the practice for you might be a little different than maybe somebody, a rookie certainly. How do you feel about your pace of your practice time, and what do you need out of summer camp now?
Well, for, you know, for me, it's not going to, you know, my age is not going to dictate, you know, for me, whether I practice a lot or not practice a lot. I'm going to take as many reps as I can, you know, just because, as I said before, I still love football. So to stand on the sideline, that's not what I enjoy. You know, I like being on the field. So they're going to have to pull me off the field at times, you know, because I love being out there. And, you know, this is, you know, a new defense for me, you know, new call. So, I mean, I want to be out there getting the calls and the communication down, you know, anyway. So I'm going to work hard. And, you know, I feel like there's nobody that's going to outwork me.
What role, it seems like you're going to be a player coach, but what role would you like to play this year for this team?
You know, the role is just, it's a lead by example, you know, type of role. I'm going to show the guys what kind of player I am. I'm going to work hard, you know, every day. You know, I'm going to get to the football and try to make plays when I get to the when I do get to the football, and show them that, you know, after, you know, the amount of time that I've played in this league, that I'm a guy that still loves being around the game. Still love to play, so I think that'll mean a lot to the guys that'll be looking at me.
Will you play more of a role of a mentor also? Because it seems like the first time around you were a player, and now it seems like you're giving more advice to the younger players, and it's like a mentor role as well as a player.
Well, I'll you know, really a lot of times I leave that up to the individual. You know, if they you know, want to know something or want to ask me about something, then I'm more than willing, you know, to do that. You know, I try not to interject too much because the coaches have, you know, their philosophy and the way they like to do things. And I let that run its course. Now, if there's something I see where I feel like I can help, then yeah, but I kind of let that take care of itself. And if a guy wants to ask me any question, you know, about anything, you know, whether it be on the field or off the field, I've been in a lot of situations on and off, so I mean I have something to tell, you know, from every facet of life. So, you know, whatever they want to ask, I'm here.
How does it feel to be just back in the silver and black? You spent time with the fans, you know, the fan reaction to your signing was fantastic, and now you're back here in Napa. How does it all feel for you?
Well, I mean, you know, the one thing about it is the fans, they treat me as if I never left. And I think that's probably the greatest part of it. And, you know, the reception, like I keep saying, when I got to the facilities, you know, a couple months ago, you know, the love that the fans showed me, that was huge. And that meant a lot to me. So, you know, that's another reason why you go out and work the way you work and play the way you play is for the fans. You want to give them, you know, the best you can possibly give them of yourself out there on the field. And that's what I plan on doing.
Thank you.